on clearing the clutter inside and out, we're talking about organizing your meds. Are you worried you could mix up your pills? Do you know how to organize your meds? Would you like to know apps to keep you on track for managing your medicine? Learn how to be in control of your medicine as we continue our month focusing on HodgePodge.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas.
Today's episode was inspired because I want you all to be safe. I want you to be on top of your meds. I've been really fortunate. I've been pretty healthy most of my life. And I've had to take some meds recently, about the past year or so. And I have to be on top of it. Certain meds I've learned they like to take you to take at the same time. So it's something I have to be on top of and haven't had previously to do. And I know I've had a father who's had cancer. I have had people who've had some health challenges, and being on top of medicine is really important. The other thing that inspired this was Heath Ledger. Now, I wasn't a huge Heath Ledger fan, or had a crush on him or anything crazy like that. And I remember when he died, thinking, God, he's really young and he had a young daughter. And then when the autopsy came back, you know, there were drugs in his system, and I don't remember details, so please Google for exact thing, but I know that some of the things in his system were OTC, over-the-counter. And I'm very, I don't know if I'd say paranoid, I'm very aware of that. And remember, you're really angry, and I always try to write good reviews. And a couple years ago, been taken over by Duke Health, but I go to this great family practice, but they have a couple, I live in Raleigh, so there's one in North Raleigh where I live, one in Apex, Cary. Anyway, they have different offices. And so no one was available to see me in North Raleigh. So I had to go to Apex because allergies or infection or something. And I'll never forget that the doctor was a jerk. And I was like, well, can I take this? I don't want to mess if you're giving me something. So I don't want to take Benadryl if what you're giving me is if there could be an adverse reaction. And the guy was such a jerk. Read the box. You know, jerk face, I'm here seeing you because I want to be safe and you're a doctor. I'm not a doctor. I don't have an MD. I went home and wrote a Google review. I was not amused. Now, I took the time to talk about how kind everyone was, the nurse, the receptionist. And I said, you know, you need to get this guy be a human being training because he was just, it's unacceptable. Now, it's interesting, and I don't think that I had anything to do with it, but I'm betting some people read my Google review, which is still up because it does not deserve to be taken down. And so they now have a survey. Once you've seen the doctor, one of the questions they ask is, do you feel respected or in some way, shape, or form say that? And I'm grateful for that because I have my talents and gifts, as all you do who are listening and watching. And just because someone has an MD doesn't make them smarter or better than you. I was not amused when I was trying to be aware of my safety. So if you're in a situation like that, hopefully some of these, this will help today because these are important safety tips. I've had to take these meds, something I'm not used to, but because I'm organized, it helps. This was also inspired. This is where I mainly got the information, did a little bit of research, but in September 2017, Consumer Reports did an article. And I'm going to encourage you, if you're going to invest in a magazine, get Consumer Reports. They're not beholden to someone. Sometimes you read these things, oh, this is really great for you to do. And you need to research, say, well, who funded this grant? Because if the National Cereal Association funded a grant that says each cereal 5 times a day, you have to think, whoa, maybe they had an agenda. And Consumer Reports doesn't have an agenda. So today's episode and the majority of the information is from that. According to this article, 55% of Americans regularly take prescription meds, 4 on average. That really blew me away. 75% also take at least one over-the-counter regularly. It's allergy season where I am. I'm taking an OTC. Doing that honey as well, but I don't want to have to get so bad I can't breathe and have to take steroids. About 1.3 million people went to the emergency room due to adverse drug reactions in 2014. 124,000 died from those events. That's why when I'm at the doctor, I want to know, is it okay to take all this stuff? People have died from this. These estimates are based on data from the CDC and the FDA. Other research suggests that these types of deaths are preventable. It also costs an estimated $200 billion annually with the unnecessary and improper use of meds. Again, I encourage you, take control. This is something you can take control. Ask questions. Do I have to take this? What are potential reactions? Know what you're putting in your body. How to take more control of your meds. First, keep a thorough log. You can use something like Evernote, an Excel spreadsheet, write it down in a notebook. I'm going to encourage you to do this if you have children or if you have an elderly friend or parent. And always, if you can, have an advocate for you when talking to the doctor. It's sometimes overwhelming when you're listening to this or you're getting diagnosis or information. You want someone who's more neutral there who can take notes and ask questions for you. In this log, you're going to want to include everything, prescriptions, over-the-counter, supplements, vitamins, whatever you're taking. My list would also include turmeric and matcha green tea powder. Note the brand and generic names, dosage and schedule, the reasons you're taking, the prescribing physician, advice such as take with food. Describe the med's shape and color. Write down the pharmacy phone number, any allergies you have, and an emergency contact. I'm going to encourage you to do this for all members of your household, including your pets. I'm also going to encourage you to have one pharmacy if you can. I'm in Raleigh, so we have a fair amount of options. Last year, I got bit by Antonio after hours. Now, wasn't being bad, something called reactive energy or something that pets do, and another cat had come in the yard, and he was scared and freaked out. Anyway, I tried to help him, and he bit me. So I didn't know at this point that my pharmacy that I could walk to is open until 10 p.m., so we ended up going to a different pharmacy. But the great advantage of keeping the same pharmacy is they can print out, first of all, I have a record of everything. For instance, if you are having three or four different meds at different pharmacies, they might not be talking to each other. For example, if they're not all in Walgreens or CVS and connected, and I don't know if those are, that's actually a good question. I don't think we have a national pharmacy database. And you might be missing a med if something happens to you, but if you have one pharmacy, they're going to know all your prescriptions. And the great news is, you know, for tax purposes, printed out all my prescriptions for the year and what I paid, boom, that's what I had for taxes.
Surrounded by clutter? Exhausted from the stress and anxiety it creates? Longing for peace of mind? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can assist you.
Make copies of your list. Have a copy in your wallet, home, and preferably your refrigerator. I was told that this is one of the first places that EMTs will look for if they come to your home if there's an emergency. Have a copy for a friend, family, or caregiver. Review it regularly so it's up to date. Bring this to your annual checkup or any doctor's appointment to see if there's anything you can eliminate. Consider a pill tracking app. Consumer Reports recommend 3. CareZone. CareZone makes it simpler to take care of yourself and your family. Keep everything organized, easily coordinate with the people that matter to you. It has lots of features, but this allows you to easily create a complete med list, take pictures, and details are automatically imported. I think that's great. If you have, can take a picture of the pill, the prescription, that makes things a lot easier. It also gives you reminders when to take and track your adherence. You can document symptoms for easy reference during medical appointments and share updates privately with family members. Keep track of appointments, get reminders for prescription refills, and share access with family members and caregivers. Organize and share important numbers and emails, including doctors, pharmacies, and insurance providers. MediSafe. Medication sitting unused in the cabinet doesn't do any good. MediSafe is a complete continuum of care solution, providing peace of mind to millions of users while helping to solve the $300 billion medication non-adherence problem. Sounds simple. Take your meds as prescribed. But with multiple doses per day or several medications in your regimen, it quickly becomes hopelessly confusing. Untamed, it's a roadblock to your health. With MediSafe, it really is simple to take back control. A little side note, I get the obviously get the descriptions from the site because they do it best. Clutter is a problem for when it comes to adhering to meds. That's one of those not so great side effects of having too much clutter. People tend not to follow and take their medicine. So if you've been needing extra motivation to clear your clutter and are on meds, then that might be something that you want to consider. MediSafe's familiar pillbox design makes it intuitive to start using the right way. It's segmented into four daily quadrants, so you'll know what pills you've taken and what's coming next. It gets you started by educating you about your meds and condition. I think that's a great feature. Then keeps you going with motivational progress reports, helpful daily tips, and discount prescription offers tailored to you. MediSafe is your digital reminder companion. They'll never let you forget your next dose. Add a Meta friend who will be alerted in case you do slip, and they too can help you keep on track. Again, I think these are wonderful if you have an elderly parent you're caring for or a caregiver. Make it easier on yourself. And finally, Round Health. Round Health is designed for people, not patients. Schedule your medicine to fit your life, not the other way around. Never forget a pill again because you snooze an alarm. Round sends you small, persistent reminders throughout the reminder window to make sure you remember to take your meds when it's most convenient for you. Round offers flexible reminder windows to ensure you take your medicine on time, every time. Choose a time frame that fits into your life, and Round will do the rest. Makes it easy to manage and view all of your meds and vitamins in one place. Set schedules, doses, and even refill reminders for when you're running low. See how many days in a row you've taken your meds and when you've missed. Use a historical view to discover which days you're most likely to skip and improve your daily routine. Round now offers smart reminders for when you're running low on a certain med, making sure you refill before you run out. All these apps are HIPAA compliant. If you don't want to use an app, I encourage you to consider a pill container. You can get pill containers that are labeled AM or PM or Sunday through Saturday. Have some way to track when you take your pills. Now, what I've done is I have print out a monthly calendar, and then I write the abbreviation. For instance, I'm taking something for allergy today, so it's an A with a square. So as soon as I take it, I'm taking a couple things, bam, it's done. It's marked off the list. You could also use something like Google Docs or Evernote. Whatever works for you now, consider using something similar. If you don't own a smartphone and don't know how to use apps, don't use an app. Use perhaps like I did and print out a calendar. Make sure you're having your prescriptions reviewed regularly, especially if you have multiple doctors take over-the-counter or alternative supplements, if you have multiple drugs to solve the same problems, or you're using a drug to control the side effect of another drug, have been taking meds for more than 3 months, and if you're struggling to pay for meds. Consumer Reports worked with DHHS to have a national Check Your Meds Day. It was October 21st last year, and it will probably be the same this year. Many pharmacies support the effort and will review your meds. I encourage you, for all the reasons I just mentioned a moment ago, get your meds checked on October 21st. Google and you should be able to confirm that it's happening. Stop it before it starts. See if there are things you can do before you have to start taking meds. If you're open, consult with a naturopath or a Chinese herbalist, someone that's not a traditional MD, only if you're open to that, but they might have alternatives for you. I've started taking the teaspoon of raw honey to help with allergies. I can't tell you how many people came out of the woodwork and suggested that to me. Consider exercising to lose weight. I believe that being heavy, and this is something I'm working on, I'm with you on it, losing weight and getting healthier only is going to benefit you. Consider a mindfulness practice to reduce your stress. I read some statistic like 80% of our medical challenges are stress-related. Consider therapy or coaching as another way to cope with stress. Check out stretching or yoga for pain. Examine your diet. If you have frequent heartburn, maybe cutting out spicy foods will help you. Make this an adventure. Make it fun. Don't make it a to-do. There might be some alternative solutions out there for you. Google and see what you can come up with. Take actions from today's podcast. Create a thorough log of all your meds, as well as for those in your household, including pets. Make copies of your list and decide who to give to, as well as where to place. Consider a pill tracking app and who you would like to have access to it. Explore other methods for better health for potentially getting off meds. Have a professional review all of your medication. On our next episode, we're talking about Psych-K. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.